Chapter 7. 1, 2, 3.
So that's why Merlin sent for those books, said Teddy.
What books? Who's the Raven King? Said Jack.
Now it all makes sense, said Teddy.
Who's the Raven King? Said Jack.
But I wonder how he found the Diamond of Destiny, said Teddy.
Teddy, who's the Raven King? Jack nearly shouted.
He's a terrifying creature who comes from the other world, said Teddy. I read all about him in one of the books I brought Merlin from Morgan's library. As a boy, the Raven King longed to be a bird so he could fly. He stole a spell from the Wizard of Winter, but he didn't have the magic to make it work properly. So the spell only worked halfway. It made him half bird and half human.
Oh, man, said Jack.
Now he commands a huge army of ravens who treat him as their king, said Teddy.
Why would he steal the Diamond of Destiny? Asked Annie.
I don't know, said Teddy, but we must get it back, for the sake of Camelot's future.
And for these ghost kids, too, said Annie, and the ghost dog.
She looked around the room.
Don't worry, she called. We'll help all of you. We'll get the Diamond of Destiny back.
We will? Asked Jack.
How? We don't know where this crazy raven man lives or anything.
Look, more writing, whispered Teddy. She heard you.
Three more words slowly appeared in the mirror dust. Nest on mountaintop. Jack felt cold air whish by him again. The curtain covering the window moved aside. A patch of moonlight shone on the floor. Jack, Annie, and Teddy walked to the window and looked out. In the distance, a craggy mountain rose into the moonlit sky.
Ah, whispered Teddy, so there dwells the Raven King. I had thought his nest was in the other world.
Might as well be, said Jack. We'll never be able to get to the top of that mountain.
Aye, said Teddy. No mere mortal can climb that steep rock.
How will we get the diamond back? Cried Annie.
I said, no mere mortal, said Teddy. I am more than a mortal, remember? I'm a sorcerer.
Yeah, but your rhymes never work, said Annie.
True, but I have more than just rhymes, said Teddy. He pulled a twig out of his pocket. See?
What's that? Said Jack.
'Tis an enchanted hazel twig, said Teddy. Its magic is strong enough to change me into anything I want.
Oh, wow, said Annie. Did Morgan give you that? Asked Jack.
No, said Teddy. Morgan and Merlin do not even know I have it. A forest sprite, a cousin of my mother's, gave it to me, in case I was ever in urgent need.
So what do you want to change into? Asked Annie.
Why, a raven, of course, Teddy said.